Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook on the seven deadly mistakes. And I want you to begin to prepare yourself because we're going to be having a 4-week class on that. And I'll keep you up to date on that so we can go deeper into the book to begin to release some things for you. I want you to begin to know that the enemy will try to attack you in several areas. Number one, he will try to attack you in the area of negative attachments. And yet, the Lord says, you must learn the concept of forgiveness and unconditional love. And this is where the attacks could come from by the enemy. And yet, he will try to cause you to move into bitterness. Or jealousy, or selfishness, or fickleness, or coldness, or even deception, or cowardness. See, that's the negative side. That's where the enemy wants to begin to attack you at. But the Lord says, know that I have strengthened thee, and I have made thee an overcomer. And you are called to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do a new thing for thee. And you're going to see God bless thee. Now, the enemy will also want to attack you in the area because it seems as if that you are a late bloomer. And because of this, you must be willing to take your time before choosing relationships as well as profession. And yet, the Lord also says to thee again that you must not allow revengeful thoughts to have their place in thee. And yet, you must learn to let go of negative attachments. And that is going to be the key for you because the enemy will try to bring people around you to distract you and to break your focus. And so again, the Lord says, learn to accept, but also begin to forgive others. And that's going to be key for you because God said, I've gifted thee and I put so much inside of thee, and you're going to touch so many people. For my word shall be made alive in thee, and I'm going to use thee greatly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to touch my people. For the Lord says, I have filled thee with much compassion. I have filled thee with much empathy. I have given thee great faith, and yet you're going to begin to see that I will raise thee up. For the Lord says, I cover thee in this hour, and I cover thee in this season, and the enemy shall have no place in thee. So the Lord says, open up your eyes and keep your eyes open, because these are the areas that the attack could come from. And yet God has given thee wisdom now. He's given thee counsel now, so that you don't allow these things to begin to have their place in thee. And as you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and know that I've called you to be a spiritual giver, a spiritual healer, all shall be well. Now prepare yourself for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless.
Elder Logan.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be doing more speaking. God says for you to get some rest and relaxation. I'm hearing God says that he's energizing you. God says that there's a path that you're going to walk that's going to be really bright and fulfilling. So God says for you to prepare yourself, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I just heard the word of the Lord for you saying to be steady. You're kind of feeling, I don't know, feel like shaky, wavy or something. God says that your nerves are a little on edge. God says that it's going to dissipate. It's going to start being less and less and less. God said he's going to bring a healing to you. God says get a checkup, but not to worry because the healing is on its way, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I just hear God saying sweet success, divine success, and it shall bless you in a great and mighty way. I hear God saying that you're going to begin to maximize some of the goals and the visions that God has given you, and you're going to see the sweet success and the divine success that he's ordained. I see an angel that's going to be assigned to you, and God says, prepare yourself and get ready for this person, and it shall be a blessing to you and to the ministry, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, ask more questions and don't take things at face value. For Father God says this is the season of increased favor. I also hear Father God saying this is the season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says any contracts or paperwork you're signing in this season, woman of God, read the fine print. And Father God says make sure that you get second and third opinion, especially if you're dealing with legal matters or documents concerning to real estate or land. And that is the word of the Lord.
Once again, Reverend, thank you for the miracle seed of $52. Know that you will grow in wisdom and spirituality and knowledge, but also in understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, know that I will guide thee. For I am the Lord thy God that gives thee wisdom to make wise decisions in this hour. And woman of God, I want you to begin to know that as you look up, you're going to get up. And you're going to rise in power and authority and ambition and strength. For I am the Lord thy God Almighty that shall cover thee. And I shall take thee into higher realms and higher places in me. So the Lord says, be mindful in this season of impatience, even concerning money. God says, watch whom you get involved with and what you get involved with. Yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, it will only cost you more than it is worth. So use wisdom. This is a season where God says, favor shall be thy portion. Legal matter. Something could open up surrounding a legal matter. But God says, trust him and know that all is well. For the Lord says, I desire for thee to master your emotions in this season. Do not be headstrong, do not be reckless, because that can only bring trouble and matters that you do not need in this season. For the Lord says, you will reap the seeds if you sow dissension. You will reap the seeds if you sow discord. But God says, turn it over unto me, and I will guide thee, and I will lead thee. For the Lord says, I will favor thee in this season. And as you move in unconditional love, as you move into the realm of the kingdom, for you shall know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And you're going to see that between now and December. God says, steadiness, steadiness, steadiness shall be thy portion. Finances shall begin to increase. And you're going to create peace in your home. You're going to create peace within your own inner temple. For the Lord says, I'm raising thee up, and you shall be a woman of great power. And depression and loneliness shall not have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I shall fulfill every desire and every need. For the Lord says, I will touch thee. And yes, you will love again. And yes, I will touch thee. And you will see love and companionship. For this is my desire for thee, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, prepare. Because you're going to find that you're going to become involved in a destined relationship that's going to teach you some real significant lessons in this season. Thank you, Reverend Logan. God bless.